Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with another episode from our archives. I've been holding off on this one for a couple of weeks because it's about the weird life and times of a sea creature. And I've just kept finding pieces about the weird lives and times of sea creatures that I wanted to make new episodes about, and I didn't want this whole podcast to become the Weird Sea Creatures podcast. Or I do, but, you know, anyway. Finally, today, we return to sea spiders and how they breathe through pores in their legs. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Unsurprisingly, a human doesn't have much in common with a sea spider. Actually, no other organism on Earth has much in common with one of these spindly-legged arthropods that look more like a Tinker Toy experiment than a living thing. My favorite top five weird things about them. Their hearts are so weak that they require the digestive system to move blood around their body. Most of their digestive system and their genitals are encased in their delicate legs. Their males carry their young. They eat by sticking their proboscis into a mushy sea creature and sucking out its juices. And until recently, nobody could figure out how they breathed. Strange as they may be, sea spiders occupy marine habitats the world over, in deep and shallow waters. They can be minuscule, with a leg span of only a millimeter, but Antarctic sea spiders grow to be unusually large, about the size of a frisbee. Polar gigantism is the term that describes the way animals at our planet's poles tend to grow much larger than in other parts of the world. Even at their biggest, this isn't to say that their bodies are very big. Their trunks are improbably small in contrast to the sheer area their legs take up. There's not a lot of surface area on a sea spider's abdomen and thorax to trick it out with unnecessary amenities. A lot of jobs have to be farmed out to those long, skinny legs. Scientists have pretty much identified how they pack most of the necessary physiological processes into such a teensy body and such delicate appendages, but they haven't been able to figure out how they breathe, until recently. A study published in a 2018 issue of the Journal of Experimental Biology has gotten to the bottom of how sea spiders move oxygen through their bodies by studying several species of giant Antarctic sea spiders. Most sea creatures have gills like fish and lobsters or lungs like whales, and some can even take oxygen in through their skin. But sea spiders have a tough exoskeleton and no gills or lungs, so what gives? The research team found sea spiders take oxygen into their bodies through hundreds of tiny pores in their cuticle. That's the tough outer skin that gives them structure and protection. They put giant Antarctic sea spiders in respiration tanks to see exactly how much oxygen they were absorbing. And they found that they were taking in enough through tiny holes all over their legs to run their entire bodies. Which, of course, is great for the sea spider for now. But as polar seas warm as a result of global climate change, their ability to absorb oxygen in this novel way might be compromised. Today's episode is based on the article Sea Spiders Breathe Through Pores in Their Legs on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.